Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode. What are you giving up on? What are you stopping prior to achieving the things that you want? Because here's the key, here's the note here, is that whatever place in your life or area in your life that you're not giving 100%, that you're not pouring it all on, that you're not giving it your all, you're neglecting something. You are neglecting something within your life. You're neglecting something. Maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's one of your talents. But you are definitely neglecting operating truly through a sense of your best self. And a lot of us give up not only different situations or circumstances, but ultimately we give up on ourselves. And that's a recipe to not even get out of the gate. That's a recipe to not even get full results, because a lot of times we'll expect something. We'll expect the result to be this. We'll expect it to be that, and we'll expect the best out of it. But we've already given up on ourselves. We're not willing to truly trust ourselves to give it all we have or 100%. So when we get the result, then we get a little upset and aggravated, disappointed, and sometimes depressed. But it all stems around you giving up and not pouring it all on into everything that you do. So today's a good opportunity for you to wake up and tackle this week and committing to yourself that you're going to give it everything you have this week, that you're going to pour it all on. That what you're going to do is that everything that you do, you're going to be consciously aware of the efforts that you're putting into it. Your thoughts, your actions, your activities, the way you handle yourself, the way you dress and prepare yourself in the morning, the way you brush your teeth, the way you get up and prepare for your day. Look, you have an opportunity to pour it all on. The moment you do that, you start operating within your truest self, your best self. But when you give up on yourself, or when you're not pouring it all on, you're neglecting a part of yourself. And look, I know we don't intentionally do it. I know that's not our motive, is to give up on ourselves. But when we don't give it all, when we don't pour it all on, when we're not stewarding the gifts and talents that God has given us, we're neglecting something. We're neglecting something. And when you are in that state of mind, or when you're operating under that pretense, when you're carrying through that way in life, you are very, very consciously or cautiously aware of what people are thinking about you. You are. You're consciously aware of what they're saying. You're consciously aware of what they're thinking about you. You're consciously aware of how you are. And then you just stay in this shell of, I don't want to give it all. I don't want to pour it all on. I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that. And all that does is, in the case of that, you're just neglecting your best self. You're neglecting some traits that you have an opportunity. And look, the time passes by and you don't get it back. You don't get that time back. That's why it's super important that you are aware of where you are in life. You are aware of the activities and what's the posture and your attitude whenever you're putting your best foot forward or whatever it is that you're doing in a day-to-day basis. You see, every second is time that you don't get back. It's opportunity that you lose. And so if you're not giving it all, if you're not pouring it all on, if you're not treating yourself with certain dignity, if you're not loving yourself properly, then you're wasting time, guys. Hey, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. And so I want to encourage you guys this morning. If you're not pouring it all, if you're not giving it all you have, I don't care what position you are in life. I don't care where you are in life. If you're not giving it all you have, you're neglecting some type of trait. You're neglecting some type of talent. You're neglecting something in your life that has the opportunity to get you forward, to propel you forward, to get you further on in life, to get you a step closer to your dreams and your desires in life. But it's nowhere you're going to get there by drifting, because that's what you're doing when you're not giving it all that you have. You're drifting. And we have to identify what is the root of that issue. What is the root of why you won't pour it all on? why you won't operate within the confidence that you should have in everything that you do. Why you lack the persistence in the things that you do. Why do you give up when times of uncertainty show up? It's a fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of what others will say or think of you. See, all of these things is the root cause, and it draws all the way back probably to your childhood, or probably through some kind of circumstance or situation, some kind of trauma that happened in your life that's caused you to double down and say, you know what, I'm not going to come. I'm going to go into protection mode. But all protection mode is neglecting something. When you protect something, you're neglecting something. When you're protecting those traits, those gifts, or you're protecting yourself, now you're hoarding your gifts and your talents, and you're not releasing them to their fullest capability and capacity. So how do you move on in life when you're drifting all day? Hey, good morning. When you're drifting and you're not giving it everything you have, what do you think you're gonna possess, or what do you think you're gonna achieve through that mindset? What do you think you're gonna achieve through those actions? Like, you're only gonna get a quarter of the effort that you're gonna put in when you're operating in neglect like that. When you're operating less than everything you have, you're only gonna get just a quarter of what you could get, what you could possibly have. Who doesn't want it all? Who doesn't want the fullest of what they're capable of? Who doesn't want that? The problem is not whether you want it or not. It's, are you gonna turn that want into a must that you must have it? And that's the difference for me, is that I wake up in the morning because it's a must for me to challenge my mindset. It's a must for me to be my best self. It's a must for me to give it all that I have every single day. Every single day. My wife asked me this morning, you gonna wake up early this morning? I mean, last night, you gonna wake up to go work out? Are you gonna take a week off? No. I'm like, no, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do what I got to do, because it's a must for me to live and be my best self. It's a must for me to lead others and they see my best self. It's a must for me. It's a must for me of wanting to lead large organizations and to help impact other people. That's a must for me. So my actions follow that. My actions reflect that. And so I want to encourage you guys this morning, is that as you wake up and as you prepare for this week or today, that you give it everything you have, that you pour it on, that you make that decision to do that, that you're going to have a great attitude, that you're not going to give up on yourself, that you're not going to neglect any talents and gifts or traits that you have by not pouring it all on. That's the key. It's to simply be consciously aware of your efforts and your attitude this week. And I can guarantee you that your confidence will start to slowly build. You'll start to see some positive things happen in your life. You'll start to see life in a whole different manner. You'll start to see people in a completely different perspective and different lens. Life will begin to become enriched in your life again. Things will become interesting again, and you'll start getting these new ideas, all because you decide to focus on two things, which is your effort and your attitude. So I want to encourage you guys this morning, focus on your effort and your attitude, and I'm telling you, life will begin to change for you. See ya. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.